The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, Baton Rouge. It's all brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. It's Gil Alexander. Kelly Bidlin is here, producer number nine. So much more than a producer, though. Struggling with his hair. Pomade not doing the trick, though, this morning. What's the update, Kelly? How's it going?
No, I don't know. I've just forgotten about it, Gil. I've tried to forget about it, but you know, you just keep bringing it up.
A little cowlick right there, I see. It's not perfect.
Can't be perfect every day, you know.
Yeah. You can't be. The beard on point.
Beard always on point.
Ladies and gentlemen, Unscripted with Bill Krakenberger in the house.
Ooh, love that music.
Entrance music.
So dramatic.
Beautiful.
Edwin Diaz has nothing on you.
It's Diaz-like.
It's up, guys? Diaz-like. How you doing, man?
You know, you guys both, I didn't realize, looking at Kelly, too, you guys have some nice, tight hair.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're back. I'll tell you what. You know, I don't want this to sound wrong, but you have the nice look going here, the chest hair showing, the nice tight hair, the porn glasses again, like the old days.
I got no chest hair, man.
No, you guys are...
Bill's right. Lose another button, Gil. Come on.
You guys are rock stars.
Some ratings here.
Get a plunging collar here.
Yeah, no. You guys look cool.
Bill Krakenberger, by the way, I said Unscripted with a crack man. I never said your actual name. Bill Krakenberger, ladies and gentlemen. At Bill Krakman with a K on Twitter. Thank you for the... For the uncomfortable compliments, I appreciate it.
No, not uncomfortable. You guys look good.
Yeah, thank
Jesus.
You. You look wonderful.
I'll give you $10,000 for your hair right now.
$10,000? That's it? I'm going to need a little more than that.
There's a number.
I had someone randomly come up to me in the sports book yesterday, Gil, and they go, hey, Bill Krakenberger guy you guys have on, does he really bet everything that he says he bets?
People don't. I mean.
They don't get it, huh?
Let's talk about that for a second. Right? What would you say to someone like that?
You know, I try, because, Gil, I don't really want to sound like I'm showing off things, but I try to tell people that I bet my own money. And so maybe they seen my podcast last week or something. I was in Connecticut. I had a handful of tickets that I bet, and literally, embarrassingly so, I didn't bring enough money. I ran out of money. I touch a Bible on a grave, my parents' graves. I just shouldn't do that. But I ran out of money. Like, I literally, there's so many things to bet that I ran out of money. So you're saying, do I bet all the stuff I talk about? I don't even know if I talk about stuff here like that.
Right.
I guess I do. But I literally went to the casino, talked to my casino host, who's a vice president of operations, and he talked to the vice president of operations, because you're not supposed to borrow money from the casino. You take a marker from a casino, you're not supposed to take a marker to bet sports. That's the same thing here in Nevada. It's not illegal. It's kind of unethical, especially if the sports book is outsourced. But they get a piece of the volume. In the end, they get a piece of, there's tax dollars. There's a lot of big reasons why they want you to bet, too. Plus, they get a revenue share. So I literally ran out of money and had to borrow money from the casino to bet more tickets. So, yes, do I bet that much? Sure, because there's so many different bets to make. You understand, these sports books back east, and they're slowly happening here also, slowly. There's so many more things to bet in Connecticut at the FanDuel, at the sport, at DraftKings. This is Mohegan Sun and Foxwoods. And of course, I do that in Atlantic City too. You have so many. There's three sports books I walk up to Atlantic City. There's just not enough money to bet futures and things that I want. Listen, yesterday, I one of my guys texts me and says, "Hey, there's some great opportunities at Caesars at William Hill." So I was like, "Oh, okay, I know what I have pending there already." But I said, "Okay." And Gil, here. Oh, sorry. Just did that come up?
No.
No. All right. I'm getting off the chair.
Oh my goodness! Live radio.
No, yeah. Trying to be. What do I have available?
Oh yeah, you have $441.
What's pending?
$127,000.
Yeah, I mean, do I bet?
Yeah.
Come on. I'm not bragging about things, but.
That brings up an interesting point, right? Yeah. So what Kelly was talking about, I assume, was a perfectly nice gentleman who was just curious.
Oh yeah, he was just curious.
No, but people in general, Kelly, will say, you know, I'll bring piles of tickets. Don't worry, I'll be happy to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I guess that's what I get at. So for every and so the person that Kelly's talking about is very generous. I had a gentleman outside of the studio yesterday, who literally, like, he started, I hope he doesn't mind me saying this, I won't say his name, he wept because he said, I really loved when you were talking about your father, and it reminded me of mine.
Love
and stuff. And you are so touched. There was a guy I was watching the Braves, Mets game Friday, at the Aria, Jamal, shout out to Jamal. I promised him I would shout him out. He's one of these guys at the sports book. At first he was like, hey, man, save my seat. I'm going to be back. And I'm like, who's this? And then he came back and he was like, hey, have you ever listened to VEASAN? And I was like, huh, interestingly, I have. And then we got through that. And he was like the nicest guy in the world. So shout out to Jamal. Yeah. But then what you're talking, you were alluding to there for a second. There is a subset of people, right?
Right.
And it's so part and parcel with sports betting. We know all the different types of sports bettors. But there is a subset of people that I don't know if it makes them feel better about themselves if they say to you, hey, Bill's not betting. Or like with all the bets that I was with the Gil's betting probably $25 on that. Or the old man, Gil's betting $25. Okay, if that makes you feel better, go ahead, whatever you think. Right? Whatever you think. It always cracks me up because then you're put in a position where you're like, I don't even feel the need to, you know, it's like, whatever.
I don't even talk about some of the big things. Forget it.
Right.
Forget it.
Right.
I never told you guys, now that I'm limited to one of the big sports books, but you've seen the Banchero tickets I had?
Yeah.
I never talked about it on air.
Yeah.
$115,000.
Yeah.
They took a $10,000 bet to win $115,000. I mean, I never talked about it on air. We could do it now, but I mean, I posted the Westgate ticket. They took the win $20,000. They were good enough to take the win $20,000.
It's such a funny quirk, though. I guess is what it's like. It's like I always say, sports betting is a reflection of the human condition.
Right.
All the little insecurities that people have like get manifested in different ways, and you're just like, and then. So you don't believe Bill unless he shows you? Like, what are you, his mother? Like, I don't...
You know what? I don't want to come off like I'm this big... Trust me, there's bigger sports bettors than me. There's bigger syndicates than me. I'm a small-timer compared to some of these guys.
We all are,
These guys are looking for $30,000, $40,000 a game. I mean, literally, I know three groups that bet that much. They're betting much more than me.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm not going to say the name. There's a guest that comes on this network that's undercover that's one of the best sports bettors in the world. In the world, he's on this network every week, and we'll talk about it off air.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea this guy bets the kind of money he does and wins the kind of money. And by the way, he doesn't even know I know. I found it out from some of the other movers. Wow. So I'm small time. And by the way, I don't always win. You know what my hold percentage is?
Yes.
Like. 3%, 4% is giant.
But that's the other thing, right? If someone is inclined to dislike you, right?
Yeah.
Then trust me, in this racket, VR used to say this all the time. He goes, trust me, in this racket, he used to call it, he goes, trust me, if you wait around, you'll be right. I will lose some in a row. Trust me, it's going to happen.
Of course.
And you will be satisfied then, or everything you've waited for is going to happen.
You know, speaking of which, though, I actually asked one of my guys before I came on air today. I said, you know, because we're, I've been very, very tough on NFL over the years. You know that. I'm tough on NFL sides. I'm tough on NBA sides. I'm looking to bet things like proposition bets that are obtainable, though, that I want to know that. I want to know that not just one line set. These guys are giving out. I know this big group that's giving out. They charge you like $40 a week. They're giving you a prop bet. This is a big problem in the industry right now. It's a big talk about among the wise guys and sharps. So they're giving you a prop to bet at one single sports book, DraftKings. I'll tell you who it is. So DraftKings, they're giving you a bet to bet at DraftKings. Instantly when they send it to you, if you're not one of the first two people to get the bet in, or three people,
it's gone.
You're not getting it, because here's what DraftKings is doing. They're pulling the bet off the board because they're taking it off the board because they're getting hit by 75 different accounts at $100 each.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're getting 8,000, 10,000 on props. So they pull it down. Like, I can't do that. I can't send out. It's not fair to the customer. You're sending out something that you can get at one sportsbook. By the way, you're getting that tick. You're getting that bet Tuesday before the Sunday game. So it's 6 days, 5 days before the game. It's impossible, nearly impossible. I don't do that. But however, this year, though, again, NFL, we're killing NFL. We're killing the props, killing the totals, the first halves. And I'll tell you one thing I'm getting sick of, though. Yeah, teasers.
Oh, they're kidding. They have not been fun. Yes.
Well, you're right. Now you say that, you're right. I think everyone is, or every sharp, every professional, everyone, they're getting killed on teasers.
It has not been a good teaser year.
And you know, you're laying more and more on teasers. I don't want to hear none of these sports books crying about this. I don't want to hear it. We can't beat teasers. We got to go to 140. We got to go to 160. That's right. Minus 160 on a 7-point teaser. This is like ridiculous. I mean, you just, where do I just, here, just here's the money. Just take the money and give it to your kids. I mean, it's totally
give
ridiculous.
It to your kids.
So this year is it's almost, I know we're only 4 weeks in. I understand, but I'll tell you right now, the teasers, I'm almost sick of them. I really am. I'm a losing teaser better this year. And last year I didn't do anything special. So I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right. Last year wasn't anything special.
No,
either.
It's nothing special. Yeah. So I mean, you know, it's funny. People just don't realize that. And let me tell you something. I was going to save this for later in the show. We got about a minute and something. I'm not going to say who again, but you guys will mostly know. One of the sharpest legends in this industry literally told a buddy of mine last week. He's been betting NFL, betting sports in general, but betting NFL this year. And he said, I can't beat it. I just can't beat it. He said, the lines are too tight. 4 weeks in, he said the lines are that good on the NFL sides.
Well, you know, that's what Roxy Roxborough said to me famously years ago at Pirro's. He said, Gil, nobody beats the NFL.
There you go.
Nobody.
Yeah.
And what he meant by that was, right, it's a week, yes, a month, yes, a year, yes. But, like, if you bet them pre-flop ATS, right?
Pre-flop ATS.
Then no over the long term.
Listen, I'm not saying no one. I know that Las Vegas Chris did really good on his on the things. Fezzik did really good on.
We'll inevitably
on over the
have
years.
Two people who say.
I'm not saying they don't win either. And there's another prop guy that sent me his sides. I didn't bet any of them. Of course, right now he's 5-1. Of course.
By the way, we'll hold that thought. Right, by the way, the guy earlier you were referring to, you'll say off air, who is one of the biggest bettors.
Yep.
Does it rhyme with Schmeg Schmiederson? By any chance? No.
Absolutely not.
Okay, I'm just curious. Bill Krakenberger on the other side.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Football season is in full swing, and for everything you need to know before betting this week, subscribing to VSiN Pro. With VSiN Pro, you get full access to everything we do, including our daily picks at a glance, recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests, 24/7 video, season prep, including our weekly college and pro football matchup guides covering every game all season long, pro tools like our exclusive betting splits, and pro tips updated every hour with actionable insights to up your betting game. Not just the tips. All the other stuff. Sign up on our discounted football special and get VSiN Pro access to everything we do from now through the Super Bowl for only $175, or save 50% off the monthly price with an annual subscription and bet smarter all year long. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe for all your options and become part of the Sports Betting Network. It's Gil Alexander. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. Ian McDonald checking in. He said, wait, what? Bathe in the ridiculous isn't the pro tip of the hour? Huge upset there. I had that at minus 500, what Adam Kramer was saying. Scola. _10, in a whisper, he says, Chester Copperpot, let's ride. Not sure what any of that means, but he did get the let's ride and the Chester Copperpot references in. A Brown, ALB_ATC, did I hear Kelly is counting Steelers as a win for the Bengals? Have you told him that Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season as head coach?
That's the winner so far.
Listeners to this show are the best. Oh, and Chance Copperpot did check in, by the way. What did I say? Chester Copperpot? Yeah. Chance Copperpot. Bill, you've never come across as braggadocious to me. You're just honest and telling it like it is. Appreciate the segment every Thursday. Might be the best spot on a sports betting broadcast. I've learned a lot. Appreciate y'all.
Very nice of you.
Chance Copperpot.
Copperpot was a name from a show, right?
Goonies. We learned that yesterday.
We spent the whole show on it yesterday.
Yeah, we did 2 hours on it yesterday.
Thank you, Mr. C. That's nice of you.
We did 2 hours with a mentalist on the other day, and then we did 2 hours of the Goonies yesterday.
What did you think about the mentalist? What's your bottom line breakdown?
What did I think about it?
Yeah.
I'm freaked out.
Yeah.
What did you think about it?
Street kid from back home. I think everyone's on messing around. I don't know. Listen, my mom, God bless her soul, there was this Long Island, I think it was called Long Island Media, and this blonde-haired lady had a show on TV.
Yeah.
By the way, she gets $100,000 a show when she comes to Vegas and sells out for the audience. I'm just too cynical. I think that she has detectives that go out there and find out things about people. And
Hold on. You are you suggesting that there are some shenanigans at play here?
I suggest that there's shenanigans at play with every one of them. Do you think there's magicians out there and people that really...
Oh, well, Bill, I was in your school until it happened to me.
I know. I understand. You know, I didn't comment on it yet. You sent it to me when it happened, and it was cool. And he's a nice guy. He looks
Bill's
like a great
not
guy.
Buying it. He's like, I don't trust you, Gil, for 1 second.
Yeah. Yeah. Just listen. You
Dan
want to prove something
Marley,
to me?
Bill. Dan yeah, yeah. Marley.
Yeah. Yeah. Danny boy, give me the score on tonight's game. Then I'll start believing you.
Oh,
I know
you
can't do that, though. That's not the part of the thing. It's not about gambling.
So we're going to have him in. We're talking about Oz the Mentalist. He's going to be in here, we hope, in a couple weeks in studio. You want to come in and be wowed?
Yes.
Bill Krakenberg, skeptic on this. Dude,
sorry.
Let me just tell you this. That was some of the freakiest stuff ever.
Yeah. By the way, I love going to, like, David Copperfield. My God, it's unbelievable, this thing. It's great.
Well, the David Copperfield thing, I'll say this again, consider myself a fairly intelligent human being, have no idea what's happening.
Yeah.
Just like, how
there
do you do that?
So I think, to Bill's point, I would be far more skeptical if he was in person. The part of him being remote was, I don't know, just made it even more bizarre to me.
Yeah,
couldn't get into Kelly's mind.
I will tell you, the kid that's at the Mirage with right in front of you doing the hand magic, I can't think of his name. He won America's Got Talent. He's unbelievable. Shim Lim is unbelievable.
Really?
He could stand from me to you. You can bring the deck of cards. I mean, it's.
Oh, so Shim Lim you like, but you didn't like Oz.
Shim Lim's amazing. I want to know, that's.
Bill's like, wait, Shim Lim's a different thing.
Listen, the best thing I ever seen, I talked about it on this show, was the flipper, though.
The
guy flipping the coins. You remember years ago we talked about this?
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen nothing like that.
What did he do?
He would tell you to bring your own quarters. I've seen at the Hard Rock. He said, bring five quarters.
Oh,
you crack.
He could make it happen. Go heads or tails.
This guy flips the coin. You flip the coin, 9 out of 10 he would get. 9 out of 10. The guy was more. So now this guy was like, he let me in on a couple things. One, his hands were like butter. His hands were. We're like butter. So now he takes because he takes four quarters that you give him. He shakes them up in his hand, and he tells you to flip that one. And when that one flips, that's heads, and all four of these are heads.
Is he still around?
You know what? I thought he died, but he actually boy, do I say this on air again? I'm doing it again. He went away for a while. But who else could talk about this stuff?
He went away for a while.
Yeah, he went away for a while. But he didn't need commissary, I'll just tell you that.
You know who hasn't gone away for a while? Shin Lim, baby.
No,
he's still at the Mirage.
But
I see those billboards every time. I'm like, I wonder what this Shin Lim is all about.
When I say that, he went away. But he, trust me, I'm on his side. I don't think he did anything wrong. So anyway, I've seen Shin Lim do some things that are amazing. So I'm not the mentalist thing. I don't know. But let's. I'm dying to see now when he comes in here.
Yeah, I'm just amazed that you're like all Shin Lim, pro camp Shin Lim, but you're like anti Oz.
Yeah.
This happened to me, Bill Krakenberger.
I know. And then when it happens to you, it has a bigger effect. Like I said,
of course it does. I literally like the thing that is freaking me out. I'll say it again. Is I'm not. People are amazed that he guessed it. I'm amazed that it produced out of my brain. That's what's freaking me out.
Right. There is probably some kind of a connection that they're an upper level. I don't know.
Spanky swears by Oz.
Yeah, no, I seen Spanky actually retweet something about. Was he joking or serious?
He was serious.
He says, I've been using him for years or something?
20 years.
Wow. All right. Well, I could be sold. So. We'll see. I'll get back to you. I'll do a full schedule investigation.
Bill, coming up at VSiN Pro, for subscribers only, Bill Krakenberger's breakdown of magicians and mentalists.
Well, I think it sounds like we've got to have Bill in when we have
100%.
Rose.
But
old skeptic over here.
I wrote something down just because, we are unscripted. Unbelievable shows week in, week out when I'm here, I think, because we just talk about things off the cuff. And just walking in here, there's a Starbucks out front.
There is.
It used to be a Seattle coffee place.
Yeah. I could talk about this for 2 hours.
So right now, you wouldn't believe what's going on there. I don't know what's happening. It's 7:30 in the morning. There's 100 people online. I wanted to take a video. I wanted to count. And I got up to like, I started counting. You count by tens and you guesstimate 10. There's 10. You start doing it with your finger, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. I literally was like 70 people. I was like, wow.
And Bill, what did you ever on there? Did you ever see that when the Seattle's Best was there?
Nope.
No.
No. Never. It's exactly. The power of Starbucks.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
100%.
Because that was the point. I never seen it. Seattle's Best was the name.
So, like, let's all three go in on a Starbucks.
Michael Gaughan, who owns the South Point. Always wanted to have a Starbucks there.
Oh, okay.
So he finally, you know, by the way, it took like 4 months to build this little Starbucks there. It was closed for a long time. And just think about the idea, though, right? Like if Howard Schultz had come up to you and said, you know, Bill, I'm thinking about opening up a coffee shop, and I think it's going to be successful, and then I'm just going to proliferate them or all around the country. Yeah. You would have said what to him? You would have been like,
who's going to pay $5 for coffee?
Exactly.
Yeah. There was a great guy back east. He died. It was a kid from Brooklyn. I don't know if you've ever heard of this guy back in the year 2000. So the kid from Brooklyn, Mike Caracciolo, I think was his name. He was so funny. His site's down now. I guess his family didn't carry on. He walked into the Starbucks first time. They just opened. This is like the year 98 or 99. Because I was living in Jersey. That had to be in the 90s. And his video was unbelievable. It's on YouTube. His video, now you got to remember now, guys, when you go back to watch this, is 25 years ago. Starbucks just opened. He walks in. He's a big Italian guy, glasses, and big guy. He says, I knew the joint wasn't right when I walked in. I seen people sitting on couches and lounge chairs, and they're eating, like, ice cream things. And so I go up to the thing, and they say, I want an El Grande Chocolato. No, I just want a cup of coffee and a piece of pound cake, he says. And the lady said, $7. And that was back then.
Yeah.
He said, $7? Are you kidding me? Like, he's like, are you out of your mind? I go to the diner, I can get a five Denny's for $4.99 Grand Slam with the coffee. What's going on here? So it's just amazing. You think about that. Back then it was $7. Oh, yeah. Now that same thing is double that. How much money are the Starbucks nationwide and worldwide making?
So $7 right here.
And right, there you go.
I do this every day. Bro.
Wow. Have you tried to go to a Starbucks on the strip itself and look at those prices?
I got to be more.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Like, they double up San Francisco Starbucks. I mean, it's like it's his own currency. Oh, yeah.
Well, there's no, now that you're saying that, you remind me of something. I'm not going to mention the place. There's a pizza place on the strip in one of the food courts. Two slices and a soda. Two slices and a soda. No one's going to believe it. I know they're not going to. I'll tell you privately. Again, because I don't want to down the place because it's got an old-fashioned name.
$35.
$27. Oh. Two slices and a soda is $27.
It's insane.
I mean, if you didn't see with your own eyes, I got the video on my phone. I took a video of it.
I think I know where.
$27. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, just a little shout out.
Last time I haven't been there in 2 years. I haven't gone to one of the Starbucks in 2 years because you know what they took away? They took away guava. Guava was my jam. And they took away guava. Now I'm like, you took away the one thing I like. You're not getting another penny out of me. That's where I drew the line.
I have so many questions, and we're headed into a break. Okay.
No.
Oh. And is it $7 for that, really?
Yeah.
Is it $7?
Yeah.
Well, do you guys?
I mean, it's four shots of espresso.
You get a little discount.
It is, though. That Starbucks in front is pandemonium out there.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah, perfectly said it. The Seattle's coffee was never like that. So. Good stuff.
We love you, Seattle's coffee. RIP. They used to have obscure NFL jerseys, though. We have to talk about that, too. Unscripted with the Crack Man. Coming back.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The NHL season is almost here, and our hockey betting experts are ready for all the action. The VSiN Hockey Season Prep Guide is available now with strategies and best bets for the season ahead. Get in-depth analysis from our hockey experts, including Andy McNeil.
Expert.
Predictions for teams and players, win totals, daily betting tips, season-long trends to watch, plus three things every new NHL bettor should know. This guide's a must-have with key insights and data for both avid hockey bettors and those new to the sport. Give yourself an edge this season to get the VSiN Hockey Season Prep Guide by becoming a VSiN Pro subscriber today at VSiN.com/subscribe. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. This is from Den Bells. He said, Crackman versus the Mentalist, VSiN +++ pay-per-view.
Oh, man. We'd sell out. What an idea.
Alan Mitchell. Can Shim Lin sit on the 8 of clubs, though? Steven Vegas. Steven Vegas. Happy to see Crackman back in the studio with Gil for the best hour weekly on VSiN. Ask him where the shadiest... Oh, this is a good question. Ask him where the shadiest book is to walk in and out with large sums of money. I'm guessing Boulder Highway's in the mix.
And one of your guys back there said mentioned like one of the places, Poker Palace, he mentioned.
Sean McCollum, yeah.
Yeah, like I was like, what are you doing over there? And this is like the depths of hell. I mean, but you know, in general over there, you know, it's funny. I mentioned 15 years ago I went to a place called Mahoney's Silver Nugget over there to meet someone. I was like, where are you? I never even heard of the place. Like, you probably, did you ever hear of it even?
No.
Mahoney's?
Never.
Yeah, it's still there. There's like a bowling alley. And anyway, it's a great question because, you know, safety is a major concern of anyone who bets at the counter, anyone cashes, you know, sums of money. And let me tell you something. There are spotters. Yes, there's spotters out there that are waiting for you to do this in major casinos even. So let's not even talk about the shadiest ones. The major casinos, there's spotters out there. I'm not trying to scare anybody.
So this is exactly what I'm thinking when you're having this subject because, again, whether it's these Braves bets, right? Almost everybody should be so fortunate to have like big wins in their betting careers.
Yeah.
I'm doing this on the strip and my head is on a swivel.
Wow, there you go.
On
there
a swivel. Because I remember when you and I used to hang out at the Hard Rock.
Sure.
There, I remember stories. I knew a guy, and I'll remember his name because his name was Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was this guy who was like a baseball bettor. He went into the parking lot. Someone followed him out there, right? Jacked him. So it happens. You have to be very careful.
You, if you're in the parking garage with more than like $5 or $10,000, seriously, I'm sorry, but I park valet and give the guy, don't be so cheap. Give the guy $10, $5. I mean, I'm going in and out. $10.
Yep.
It could save your life. I mean, listen, I was at one of the local casinos here. I won't mention the name of it, but it rhymes with ghost. So I was at one of their casinos and. literally in the parking lot.
Cosmopolitan? Does that rhyme? No, it doesn't.
Oh, man. It rhymes with bold ghost. So I was in one of the casinos here in town, and literally outside 20 years ago, I had a problem I've never talked about.
Oh.
So I have had a carrying permit since that day. Since that day, I've had a carrying permit. Because it's something, but then again, I'll be real blunt. I shouldn't even talk about this, but I am again. It's very sketchy. You're not allowed to carry in the casino. I'm not allowed to carry inside the casino. But I'm not going to lie to you. There's been times that I feel I should and would.
Yeah.
So I do have a gun permit. And you know, not that makes me any tough guy because it doesn't. Anyone can have a gun permit, but you have to have the balls to pull the trigger if someone's doing something to you. So. Anyway, it's very, very sketchy. If you're – just remember this, guys. They're spotters. And guess what? The casino employees don't know any better. This has happened to you, Gil, I'm sure. It's happened to anyone. It could happen to Kelly. Anybody. When they count the money out to you, it's amazing the way they do it. It's not like – it's not a 1, 2, 3, so 4, 1,000 key. No. Double.
Can we get him a microphone?
No, double.
Not only that, then they put it in the counter and they go, is this good?
And they turn the counter to you. And you know, even the major sports books do it. But –
the only thing better than that is that when Bank of America switched to ATMs where the beep is so loud, people in other zip codes can hear it.
Oh, yeah,
They're like, God.
This guy's getting out money.
It's like, what amount? Beep, 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 beep. Oh, it's
but
a big amount.
You should park in the front. Don't you park valet if you're taking out any sums of money. I'm going to go a blanket statement. Across the entire town, every parking garage is a sewer. It is. It's bad. I was just in Atlantic City thinking of that, though. It's funny.
Yeah.
I was walking out of one casino, and I thought, wow, look how dangerous and dark this parking lot is.
So, but when I first moved out here, it was like 4.5 years ago. This is one of the first things that stuck out to me, Bill. It was – and I was coming from South Florida. So the only places I would be in there would be Hard Rock down in Hollywood. There would always be cops in the parking lot. There were tons, right?
Not here.
So you didn't really feel – you at least thought to yourself, there's nobody camping out here with cops constantly circling here. I feel a little bit more secure. As soon as I got out here to Vegas, I thought that. I'm like, there's never any cops in any of these parking lots.
I thought you meant incidents. I see cops all the time in casinos arresting people outside the casinos.
No, you mean in the parking lot.
Yeah, I just mean just hanging in the parking lot.
And we're in different times now, too. Cops they have to be careful if they're arresting anyone, certain people. It's a different time now, too. I'm friends with four different cops in town. I'm friends with a detective. I'm friends with in Arizona, I'm friends with a captain, police captain. All of them have the same thing to say. They can't wait till they retire. I mean, it's amazing what a difference compared to 5 years ago. So, listen, very dangerous, guys. This is a very serious subject, though.
It is.
Lots of times it goes unreported. People are embarrassed, especially, like, if someone gets robbed in a room or something. There's a lot of things that goes unreported. Not only Las Vegas, every big gambling town. It's not just here, guys. We're not picking on Las Vegas, trust me. Every gambling destination, just go into a cage. You know, people don't realize this, too, because if you don't make big scores a lot, they have to realize this. You can go to the VIP section around the side at the cage where you have a private booth or a private room. Every casino has them. Even here at the South Point, little side room there. You can get the money. No one knows you get it, in and out. That's the safer way to go. But you really can't do that in any sports books, I know. There's not really any side doors or any side little count rooms. So keep that in mind, guys. Just know your surroundings. And guess what? A lot of times, I don't sometimes. So I know it's a good reminder even for me because of the money at the counters. I always think about that. Gil said a great thing. Now I notice the last 2 years, they'll turn the count machine around show you the – hey, and by the way, the count machine doesn't have to be by them. It could be on the other side of the counter. And is this good? Yeah, it's good for me and everyone behind me in line.
Like, here, is this the correct number?
Yeah, is this the correct number?
Should we ask the guys behind me if that's the correct number as well?
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, we get other tweets here. This is from Mark Geiger, unofficial attorney of the a numbers game. He says, from your favorite legal beagle, Seattle's Best is a subsidiary of Starbucks. You should know.
Of course it is, right.
Matthew Mayberry, wait a minute. This guy's last name that Bill's talking about is Crotch Lola? K219. Oh, K219 has a bone to pick with you, Billy. Says, okay. Crack's talking, but he's not listening. O's is a mentalist, not a medium, like the Long Island medium. You can't compare the two.
He's right.
Yes.
You know what, my friend? You are correct. There is a difference there.
Mm-hmm. Chance Copperpot checked in again. He said, Howard Schultz sold my basketball team to OKC. Let's just say I haven't had Starbucks in 16 years. I hear you, buddy.
Sorry, Roger, Chance. Coming
Roger,
back.
Roger Jones, awesome kid from Brooklyn reference. It was the Pancake House. He left stuffed. Great shows this week, Gil. Aaron, thank you, sir. Aaron Robbins, loving this segment with the Crack Man. Speaking about coffee prices of the 90s, how about the $5 milkshake from Pulp Fiction? That didn't age well.
Oh, my God, it's so true.
Yeah.
Every time I see Pulp Fiction, whoever said that to you, whenever I see Pulp Fiction, that's a steal. That didn't age well, huh?
I don't want to Ron Burgundy through these. I'll have to read some of these in advance. Yeah.
We'll so going back to the kid, just because someone just made a kid from the Brooklyn reference. He was the greatest common sense street smart guy. Remember one time, it just happened. 9/11, unfortunately, just happened. You couldn't even, Yankee Stadium, they were checking everything when you went in. So they're taking, like, they literally took his pen from his pocket. No pens, no anything. He said, meanwhile, it's bat day. They're giving out baseball bats to everyone, but you're taking my pen off me? Like, common sense things. Like,
right.
You know, he was great, though. God bless him. Anyway, sorry, guys. Anything can happen on this show. It's unscripted. It's unscripted. We can go in any direction. Starbucks will take us in many different directions.
We should point out, by the way, because there is Thursday Night Football tonight, that Kelly and I, we talked about it earlier in the segment, neither Kelly nor I has a bet on this game tonight. We went through some of the reasons why one would back the Broncos. Then there's some counter arguments to it. Here's my question that I would ask that we didn't ask earlier. If this game were in the middle of a 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern slate of games on a Sunday, would you bet it? And if the answer is no, you probably shouldn't bet it just because it's a standalone. Now, I get it. Some people are just there for the entertainment. It's there. They're going to bet it no matter what. But that's kind of a good barometer to go with games like this.
Yeah, you and I bring that up often.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, this is... This is the perfect example to me, right?
Perfect example.
I am excited to watch this game. I think it's huge tonight for whichever team loses this game is in some serious trouble. But I betting-wise, I got nothing.
You got anything on this, Bill? Any bets?
And I'll tell you something. I heard coming in on there, Kelly said something very, very important, guys. We're at the South Point here. This is the only casino in this town. And probably, I can't remember another sports book in the world.
I can't either.
That will not move off the, it's three. It's not 3-15, not 3-20, 3-10. Now, if they do get a lot of action on Denver, they're going to 3.5.
You'll move the number.
That's it. They're moving the number. You have Wynn at 3.5, and you have South Point at 3. silly you if you don't get, if you're betting this game and don't get that right side. You know, bet the right side.
Coming back, more Unscripted with the Crack Man, Bill Krakenberger, Numbers Game, VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets. It's never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app, featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. If you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resorts located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program, including exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager with BetMGM. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to take advantage of BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Right after the show today, we are recording the Megapod, the Beating the Book Megapod. The numbers have been just out of control this year, and I'm just so humbled by everybody's loyalty to that podcast over time. Today's guest, along with Todd Wishnev, Jeff Parles, and I will be VEASAN's own Wes Reynolds here in studio at the South Point. We'll do the deep dive on week five of the National Football League schedule. Let's see.
I got something else.
All right. You want to go first? You want me to read tweets?
No,
first?
You go first.
All right. Tweets first. Blue Horseshoe said, I had a family friend who was Howard Schultz's landlord in the 80s and was offered to buy into Starbucks when Schultz was trying to raise money. He was a sharp businessman, and he turned down the offer. Las Vegas 514, yo, you made my day with head on a swivel and got jacked. Stay safe, my friend. This is from Johnny Vegas. Johnny Vegas, not the golfer Johnny Vegas, somebody else. Starbucks was 25-plus deep last trip at Caesars, and 500 feet away, Cafe Americano, no line for coffee.
Another great point. I've noticed that one at Caesars as well.
He says, I'm convinced.
Is Cafe Americano, is that the coffee shop to get in, to sit down and eat, or is that just a coffee place?
That's the one that's like right when you walk in, I think, the one that's right there on the right.
Oh, that little thing.
The little thing.
Yeah.
I
know where it's at. Yep.
It's a little like
stand-up. I believe
stand-up.
That's what he's talking about. I did the same thing.
He says, I'm convinced they put crack in the coffee over at Starbucks. Sully. Nothing beats Crackman Wisdom and Tales on VEASAN with Gil, a.k. Aphrodite Marble. 2019, I pulled out $50,000 out of the Meadowlands FanDuel book. Guy literally counted the whole $50,000 at the gate.
God.
You could have heard a pin drop. Those that know the book will know the feeling. As I walked out, I saw two cops and they walked me out. So that's good.
Wow.
Paul Zilm, we know Paul Zilm. He's worked at books here around town. He said, great talk between Gil and Bill about collecting large sums at the counter. When I was a writer, I was amazed how many people would come to collect huge sums, not have anything to put the cash in, and then ask if we, the book, had anything. Come prepared.
You know, he said something there, you know, about that security. You can ask security to walk you out to your car, guys. Give the guy $5. You can ask the security $5-$10. They'll walk you right to your car. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's one of
good
point. It's one of my go-to jokes when somebody like wins $20. I'm like, do you need security out of here? So yes, you can actually get.
You could ask security to walk you out. They'll do it.
Let's see. On and on and on. But what did you want to talk about?
Either again, coming in, one of you guys were talking about. Well, you, by the way, you both know about this. You talked. I think it was Kelly that said something about someone interrupted you during betting sports, or like they, like you know, like a wife. Like this happened. This really happened with my wife. You know, my wife and I have been together since high school. Literally, 10 years we separated. Back together now. She's lucky. But you know, she made a mistake. She admits it. But anyway, it's
he's lucky too.
Yeah. No, I'm joking.
Just want to point that out.
To put up with a sports better all these years, especially this text I'm going to read to you.
You
got to
be a special kind of girl.
So we just came back in town. And we went, usually I don't even travel with her, but we went together because she wanted to visit family. And like the day back, I was running around. I went to Caesars and made bets and reestablishing accounts and loading back up. And she we forgot the prescription. She texts me. Now she calls me. And I literally say, right now I'm at Caesars making bets. That's what I tell her. So now, second thing, an hour later, she says, no rush, just think. She calls me again about another chore. I had to put, and I'm not trying to be a tough guy here. I'm not, but I'll let you read the text here. Okay, this is just football season is just starting. It's just 3 weeks ago. And they forget, even though it's 30 years. Even my mom, my old-fashioned mom, she used to always call during football season. She never realized that this is like, I try to explain, I'm at a work desk, at the middle of work on my 9-to-5 job in an office. You're calling in the middle of the workday. Not a big deal. I mean, and Gil, you said it before. Now that I think about it, I would love to have my mom call me in the middle of a workday.
Yeah.
You know, so,
yeah.
But rules are in place. This is why I text her. It's football season. Text her, okay, perfectly fine. Calls are for emergencies only. Thank you. Have a great day. Oh, and I love you. So she sent back to me, sorry, I guess I was afraid you wouldn't see the text. I will stick to the rules, Captain. Like that. I mean, that's a good wife.
Captain.
That's a good woman. That's a good woman. So,
Captain.
Yeah, you have to know. You know, it's football season. Listen, you wanted a new car. Me personally, I'm fine with a couple year old Kia. I'm fine. You want a new car, right? You want a nice car. Then don't call me in the middle of the day when I'm making bets. I'm going to be able to get that car for you. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that.
Tim Lawson, who does a spectacular job with the podcast, A Better's Life. A Better's Life, which is about
love
like
that guy. Love the podcast.
Tim is phenomenal.
Yep.
He's been a friend for a long time, and it's for like, what does he call the type of better? It's like something rec plus betters. Okay. So he found his a great niche. But anyway, he had me on, and he did a series of like mental health podcasts. Rufus was on one. I was on one. And one of the things that we were talking about, I was like, the ability that we've developed as sports bettors to have a real life conversation with our significant other or a child, you know, while $5,000 is riding on a sporting event, or let's just pick your number, right? So the ability to compartmentalize both subjects is such a uniquely specific skill.
Huh.
Because I don't, because you say that to the average person, and they're like, are you kidding me? Like, I couldn't have a conversation while I'm doing it. Like, but we're so unfazed at this point in our lives. It's like, no, sure, I'd love to take you to get ice cream, sweetie. Like, I'll absolutely do this. Oh, my God. And then in your other eye, you're like, I can't believe he missed that shot. Right? Like, so that ability is a sort of unique thing. We get tweets here at Beating the Book. Just want to read through some more of these. Rich Copro has a different take on this. He says, I don't trust valets. They've stolen items out of my car. I'll take my chances parking in a garage when the temp is 110.
Okay, well, hey, Rich, I appreciate that too. And I don't valet park my car, by the way. I don't. If I'm going to a casino socially or something, I'll go to the garage or something. But if I'm going to it money, with any amount of money, that's when I do it because you know people they've seen action, they've seen the you know. But however, I understand what he means. I hate parking my car. I have stuff in my gloves, stuff on my dash, my visor. So I do understand, Rich.
Gino's Caparelli. No, I didn't say that right. Gino's Caparelli. No, maybe I did. Every time I stay at the Wynn, I hammer the coffee bar near the Tower Suites. Unlimited refills, and you know it's needed. How about that?
It's so beautiful
over
there.
That's your pro tip of the hour.
Someone just got a secret on air. He's right. That Tower Suites entrance, back when you walk past the koi ponds.
Yes.
It's so beautiful back there. And there's a restaurant back there. I can't think of the name. There's a restaurant back there that's overlooking
Sinatra's in the corner.
No, that's Encore. This is over at the Wynn. He's saying Tower Suites. Or did he say Encore?
Oh, it's, Wynn Tower
the
Suites.
The Wynn Tower
Suites. He did say Wynn.
You walk in. It's a beautiful koi pond, which anyone can go see back there. And there is a fantastic restaurant back there. It's supposedly for only Tower Suites guests, but anyone that's staying there can go. And he's right. The coffee stuff. That's good stuff. My favorite casino, as you guys know.
Julio N. Rosseo. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. He says, always enjoy Thursday with Crackman. Does Bill get involved in soccer betting markets, and is he excited for the World Cup?
World Cup, there is markets in the World Cup, but however, I don't bet soccer at all. You know, I'm only betting things I'm looking that I know I can beat, and soccer is not one of them. And yet I know there is some syndicates that do beat soccer, especially the World Cup. So World Cup may be some unique opportunities. Thanks for the question.
I hate that it's in November while we're watching
the middle
our own football.
Of basketball, football. I mean, it's a tough thing.
Corey Henderson, 775. I pulled into the parking lot at the office and had to sit in my truck for 10 minutes because I didn't want to miss anything. Crackman has delivered. By the way, everyone should have a CCW.
Yeah, that's a carrying permit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That according to that gentleman right there. I can't even read. What is it? Gil keep rhyming. This is Trevor Warwick. Gil keep rhyming names I want a clue. Oh, I want a clue on this VEASAN person who Gil was talking about. Hashtag let's ride. he wants me to keep it. Does it rhyme with this? Does it rhyme with that?
Oh,
yeah. But unfortunately, we can't. We do have a pro tip. I like that win pro tip. But the pro tip of the hour, by the way, which we do each and every hour here at the network. If betting teasers, make sure you check the house rules on whether a push on a leg is a loss or not. Did we talk about this on air or off air?
We talked about it off air.
Off air. So yeah. this is one of the things that Jay Rude, Matt Brown, and I, when we used to do the MGM show together, we used to talk about this all the time. Jay Rude, he was being playful about it, right? But from behind the counter, he was like, I can't believe we have to give the money back when one's a loss and one isn't. But MGM, Will Hill, you get your money back. You get your money back.
People still think it's, you don't get your money back. What are you talking about? Yeah, because they're betting with local guys that are robbing them. You know, so
There's also some other books in town that don't give your money back. You should
Thanks
know.
To Kane, too. Kane gave us a nice tweet here. He's always a big fan from since day one. Still the best deal is the halal cart in New York City. Regular coffee and a bagel, $5.
There you go.
So there you go. And Chris Felica, Gil, did you get lucky again? I'm not going to get into it, but I see it. Last minute, I wanted to get that in here. All right? You guys may have worked that out.
That's an inside joke between Barry and I. If betting teasers, make sure you check house rules on whether a push on a leg is a loss or not. That is your pro tip of the hour. We do one every hour on VEASAN across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. They're all available for VEASAN Pro subscribers only at VEASAN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show.
More stuff.
We're done, my friend. Bill Krakenberger, Kelly Bidlin, enjoy from VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network.